Episode 131, Rob, we're back.
131, it's been a minute. We took a little bit of a breather here, yeah. In all honesty.
But none of our listeners would know.
No.
Because we have a consistent schedule, baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I like to be transparent with our audience and let them in on a little behind the scenes.
Honesty is the best policy,
yeah,
they say.
Everybody
right?
likes
that's what we teach our kids, right?
Everybody likes a little behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, if we want to do behind the scenes then, we have a holiday coming up.
Yeah.
Where zombies come back from the dead. Right.
Yeah.
All Hallows Eve, all that good stuff. Right. And yeah. I think that kind of leads us into today's topic. Right.
Yeah.
If we're talking about zombies coming back from the
reincarnation.
Dead, yeah. We were thinking about brands that come back from the dead, which mm-hmm. is kind of fun. And I think this was inspired by, and I saw the commercial actually live on TV.
Oh, really?
I believe it was during the World Series. It was either the World Series or one of the Sunday night, Monday night footballs, something. I don't know. This is terrible. I'm an ad guy. I can't even tell you when the media played or whatever. But the old car brand Scout, right, is back.
Scout.
We have relaunched Scout. Yeah. It's been dormant for decades.
Of course,
right?
We have.
And it's coming back as a bitchin' electric. It's an SUV and a truck. Two models, I believe.
Yes.
Right.
And I think. Is it backed by VW this time around?
Well, I think VW owns like every car brand on earth.
Yeah.
Even if you don't think VW owns it.
They probably
own it. They own it, right?
Yeah.
Because I think Scout was an old International brand, wasn't it? Or something
I
like
think
that?
So, but, yeah. I, but I think the reason that that's important, that they're backed by VW potentially, is because of what we've talked about over the past couple of weeks. It's come up a couple of times anyway. The trouble with getting some of these newer car brands serviced.
Oh yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Tesla. You and I each know a friend or two that have had just nightmare scenarios getting anything fixed on a Tesla.
Yeah, easy to buy, but then all of a sudden, oh no, there's no national network for service or any place to take your cars.
Right.
Right. And then it's like, oh, I have to like use an app to like schedule
Starlink.
My thing. Yeah. You got to do all these different things to try to get someone and schedule an appointment to come. And then they ding you for every step along the way. Right. So I think that is important. And I think you're right. I think it is VW, but they had a little bit of a teaser campaign going like, oh, it's coming back and good things are happening.
And they were awesome. They were cool. I mean, the old ones were cool. They were just had a lot of character.
Super awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the old Land Cruisers. It's kind of in that old Land Cruiser, Bronco, you know, kind of style of car.
Yeah, that super cool 60s, 70s, awesome design, right? So Scout is back, and, you know, there's probably, which is interesting because I think the older generation who has potentially more disposable income would recognize the brand and be like, oh yeah, Scout, kick ass, you know?
Yeah.
But it's all these super cool, sleek, modern, you know, Jeepish kind of looking things, right? But it's like a reintroduction, and there's a whole new, I mean, it's been 30 years, I think, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole new group of people that are just interested in EVs and this and that, that the Scout brand is new to them. They have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I mean, in looking at just some of the quick branding, I mean, they've kept the type and all that, right? They've kept the old sort of type and it's all.
The logo's bitching.
It looks super cool.
Yeah.
They've kept a lot of that character.
What do you think of the cars themselves? And people, we're in audio format, so people will have to go look up pictures themselves.
I actually like the truck a lot better than I do the. To me,
the truck is cooler.
The SUV looks like it could just be a Toyota, and that's not a knock on Toyota, but it's very plain looking.
Yeah,
I think the truck looks a lot cooler than the SUV.
I'm gonna say I don't know. Instance. You may disagree with this. It's got kind of a Rivian vibe to it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Rivian's got the truck and then the hatchback, you know, the SUV version, and then Scout's got kind of the same. Like the SUV kind of looks like a Rivian.
Yeah,
to be honest.
No, it does. Know? But I will say though, and I'm gonna counteract that with I actually like the Rivian SUV better than I like the Rivian truck.
That's weird.
To me, it's the opposite.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it could just be the model that they show on the sleek new Scout website matte black, or satin black.
Satin,
it's really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking, but,
now,
anyway.
With all these EVs, it's all about the little micro details to a certain extent. There's a lot of like body design choices that are very similar across a lot of these things. Like even your Polestar to your, I mean, people are going to freak out. Let me say, but there's a lot of similarity because they're not the same. I mean, I get it. They're designed differently, but like the truck and the SUV and the this, and the, you know, and like the Hyundai SUV with the Scout, like there's a lot of similar design choices.
Yeah.
And I think part of that's because you don't need the airflow for radiator. Like there's all these different things.
Yeah.
Like,
that, you know, that govern. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. That like, sure. You know, that's why like the Teslas looked so weird when they came out, cause there was no grill. Cause you don't need a grill. You know, actually, the very early ones had that simulated grill, just so it looked like a regular car.
Just for aesthetics, yeah.
Yeah, but now you have the Model 3, and it's like just a giant plastic front end duck lip kind of thing. Like, there's no, you don't need the airflow, you don't need the grill. You know, even the BMW electrics. You know, the BMW look is the split grill. I mean, that's their jam. That's like every BMW, right? It's like, okay, well, you don't really need that for an electric car.
It's not practical. Yeah.
But anyway, but the Scout thing. So it kind of looks like others, but it's cool. I mean,
it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're looking, and I kind of agree with you. I like the truck. The truck looks bitching.
The truck looks bitching. My and my whole again, personal preference, but like, I mean, you know, I drive a big old gas guzzling Toyota Tundra.
Yeah, that's a big
truck.
It's
like 4 years old. Yeah. It's got dents all over it. It's dirty. It's horrible. But to me, that's like a truck.
Yeah.
Like that's what I use it. I mean, it's very practical for me. I use it all the time.
Yeah,
I use
the
bed all the time. For me to spend $100,000 on one of these electric truck
and then beat the hell out of
and
it
beat, like, yeah. like there's a disconnect for me
there's something
there's,
to that
there's a disconnect and a buddy of mine has one of the
it's got the Lightning
he's got the Lightning he's got like the Platinum Lightning like the highest end electric Ford F-150
not to publicly shame him but does he haul stuff and use it like a truck? Okay, good.
He's got a bass boat. I mean, he hauls his bass boat around. He absolutely uses it.
Okay, awesome.
Now I think he's the kind of guy who after he uses it he's at the car wash like 30 seconds later.
Okay.
Like,
got it.
I mean, the thing is pristine.
Got to detail that.
Yeah, it's pristine. But it's still, I'm still kind of like, it's always so clean that I'm like, is this a truck?
Yeah.
Even though I know he uses that.
That's
way.
So
but
funny.
That's just a me thing. But I'm an old, you know.
I love cars and new things, whatever. My Achilles heel is I don't wash them. Like, I mean, I haven't
you
washed.
See mine. I parked under some sap.
Yeah.
Filled tree the other day. And it's
I haven't washed my Bronco in like months.
I know.
You know, my wife is like, what the, like, can I drive your car just so I can run it through the car?
Know.
And I'm like, don't take it through the thing. She's like, that's the only wash it's ever going to get. Is that like,
I've never been a car. Well, I'm just not a car guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not a car guy.
It's a utilitarian thing to get from here.
Yeah.
No,
you
know? I'm cool with that. So. But anyway, so back to the topic at hand, though, the brand.
Bring us
right?
back. Bring us back.
Reel it back in. You know, it's interesting that the Scout brand is back.
You
know what I mean? And kind of brands back from the dead. It reminds me, I think one of the first case studies that I remember for kind of brands that are back from the dead was kind of got going when I got going in my career and everything in the mid to late 90s was Hush Puppies. When all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I mean, remember, there's no cell phones,
right.
There's no internet, you know, but suddenly Hush Puppies, which was like your dad's.
It was like your dad's old bad leather.
Yeah. It's a horrible brand, horrible product, you know.
Nothing cool about it. Cool factor zero.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, hipsters are starting to wear Hush Puppies, you know, and it became this weird. And then you had like swingers and the whole zoot suit.
Oh,
like,
God.
All, you know, but all of a sudden, Hush Puppies, the brand was suddenly back. And it was like, oh, they're at like department stores now and they're at like,
and they're cool.
Yeah. You know, and people are wearing Hush Puppies to work. And you know, and it was like Hush Puppies. Like they had the little, remember the dog with like the floppy,
the
was
floppy
that a beagle?
Ears? Yeah. I think I don't
was
remember.
It a beagle?
Yes. It was brown and white with the floppy.
It was all
ears.
Wrinkly and had the, you know, and it was like, oh, you know, and I remember like Ad Week and Ad, all the things, you know, in our industry, it was like, man, what a great case study of like, you know, and of course advertising agencies are the number one, you know, clients to pat ourselves on the back and give ourselves awards and say, oh, yeah.
Look how awesome we are.
We single-handedly brought Hush Puppies back from the dead. You know, that type of thing, right?
Right.
When it's probably like a bunch of hipsters in, you know, New York City or whatever like that started wearing Hush Puppies.
Yeah, because they were like the fire cheap, somehow.
Yeah, they were like the cheap shoes or whatever, you know. But Hush Puppies was an interesting one that kind of rose back from the dead pre-internet. You know what I mean?
Well, that was definitely like it caught fire in thrift stores. Remember how pop? I mean, that was the thing. It was like, let's go find our dad's old shit in the thrift store.
Oh, yeah. Vintage stuff.
Yeah. And it was, I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think, you know, there's been, you know, brands that have come back from the dead more from a financial ruin perspective that have risen again. That's not as interesting. Like Apple was on the brink of total devastation. You know, Marvel was on bankruptcy.
Apple, and now they've come back and single-handedly destroyed the world.
Apple has?
Yeah.
What
this cell phone right here, I can make a very strong case that the cell phone single-handedly is going to be the downfall of society.
Yeah. Well, it is instant communication that literally, as my cell phone's ringing right now.
I'm telling you.
I mean, you know, the
it rots our kids' brains.
The mental health aspect of cell phones is not good.
It is allowed for. Yeah. Anyway, that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah. But you know, I don't really consider those brands back from the dead.
No.
I mean,
here's
you know,
a back from the
Apple,
dead.
Well, Apple was in the dumper, and then they did bring Steve Jobs back, and they relaunched iMac and all that. I mean, that you could make an argument.
Don't make me say. Don't make me say like.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is that Old Spice?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah. Okay. Old Spice, that not dissimilar to Hush Puppies.
Right. It was your dad's deodorant.
It's your dad's disgusting aftershave.
Yeah, that's what you rated. Yeah, in your dad's closet, if you ran out of your own deodorant, yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. God, I can't stink today.
Yeah. And then it's a great case study for comedy with a brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When that thing came back, it really was, hey, we're going to inject life into this dusty old, your dad's, you know. Your dad's?
Yeah, they
know,
had.
Wash,
what was great about that was they had. Like, I feel like, and I wasn't there, but it feels like, you know, a lot of times brands will be irreverent just for the sake of being irrevent, right?
Oh, what's the what the worst case study on that?
It was
Quiznos.
Oh God!
Remember Quiznos? Yeah. That same. And then I had those little puppets, and that not puppets, but I had it was like, oh, that was a horrible failure. Yeah. Trying to be funny, and it was so bad.
Well, Skittles did it and got away with it.
Taste the Rainbow?
Yeah,
and all
they
the
got
weird
away with it.
Yeah.
But it feels like with Old Spice, it was like, we have nothing to lose. Like,
yeah.
Our brand is dead.
Yeah, we're on death door. Yeah, we're on death door. I think they kept, maybe they freshened up the logo a little bit, but they kept a lot of the old school like boat like and all that stuff like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then just had really funny naming with their products too. They like renamed
the whole thing.
You know, I was going to say flavors, but you don't eat Old Spice, you know, whatever the different scents were and the different things, you know. And then it's like, oh yeah, they had a guy that's a centaur. Then they have a guy.
What's his name? Terry.
Well, they had
Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Forever.
And a bunch of stuff.
It was great. He was awesome.
But then they're running on the beach. They're in bathtubs. I mean, it was men
absurd,
like covered in you know, bubbles and stuff. You know, they had all that good stuff. So I think, wasn't that Crispin, or am I totally making that up right now? Way back in the day.
I think it might have been. I think that might have been in their heyday.
Yeah.
Shout out to Crispin. Apologies if we got it wrong.
Yeah. No, Old Spice is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Old Spice is a good one.
I like, and we mentioned this before, but Converse shoes.
Converse, yeah.
You know, you think about back in the day, I mean, the fact that people used to actually play basketball in those canvas,
I know,
zero ankle support.
I know.
Excuse for a high top.
Yeah. And like amazing basketball, like your Jerry Wests and all the good, like, oh wow, you guys are like, the beginning of the awesome.
I think Larry
NBA.
Bird in his early days may have still been in Converse.
I think
Chuck's.
You're right. I think
Chuck
you're right.
Taylor's. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But they were and they were always in growing up as kids. We all wore them.
Yeah,
And they were like $20.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it was amazing.
Yeah,
but they've taken that and just turned that into a crazy cool. I don't want to say hipster because it's not really hipster, but just a relevant brand. It's relevant. It's not relevant for performance. You know, they took it from what it was, an athletic shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's
more fashion than
it's all fashion
than athlete.
Now.
You know, well, I think like they got supplanted by all the brands and even the brands that don't exist anymore, like LA Gear.
Yeah, Reebok
and
all of your
Fila and all. You know, in the 80s and 90s, like really maybe more late 80s, early 90s. You know,
Adidas was
like. Yeah, they just destroyed that business unit, right? And then, it's come back. What's interesting about Converse, too, I think, is that it has spawned a lot of lookalikes. There's a lot
of
copycat, you know, in terms of that style of shoe, that approach, you know, the design of the shoe. And some of those, what's the brand? I'm going to totally gack this. The brand, that's is it Golden Goose or whatever? Or they're like $600 distressed Chuck Taylor lookalikes. I don't know.
She probably has a pair of them.
Someone will fact-check me on this. You know. Anyway,
absolutely.
Like the copycat approach to that thing, you know. But, you know, hey, they're still hanging in there. So.
But that's what's
kind of
cool
like
about
Vans, you know, just still hanging in there, doing their thing, you know.
So Converse, and I actually bought a pair probably 2 months ago of the original black low-top Converse shoes. And what's amazing them is, well, A, they didn't cost me $20, I can tell you that.
What is it, $54 now?
Oh, at least. I mean, they may have been close to 70. May have been approaching 70.
Oh, God.
I'd have to go back and look, but not $20, but inflation, whatever. Yeah. But they're exactly the same. The design is exactly the same.
Why would they change?
Why fuss with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they went away and then came back. I don't know if they came back from the dead, like Scout, no, for example. But they were definitely like they hit the lull, you know, for a number of years. Yeah. So
they were in hospice. Care for a bit
with a miraculous health recovery. Yeah,
that's right.
Any brands that you kind of wish would come back? I mean, I've got one that I wish would come back that's dead.
I don't know. The only one I wrote down, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I had a big, and I've been seeing a lot on Instagram too lately. Old BMX bikes and a lot of just like the good old like GT and Haro and Hutch and Redline and Mongoose, all those like 80s BMX brands. Yeah. I used to love all that stuff. So I would love to see some of that. And you see a lot of that.
Are any of those still around? I mean, you're
They are. They are. But a lot of them kind of
not to the flare
started to do mountain bikes and started to do some other things. Now they do now put out a whole retro line of you can buy Haro freestylers and all the, you know,
Well, I think Santa Cruz skateboards and Rob Roscoe and what's the hand with the tongue sticking out. I think
Vision and all
that. Yeah, that stuff's kind of always been back. You know what I mean? You can still get those kind of nostalgic things. I was never really a big skater. So
Gator Garowski.
Yeah. I wanted to be, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I wanted to be so bad, but my parents made me wear a helmet, which was so not cool in like the mid 80s, right? Nobody wore helmets back then, right? And it was like, my parents were like, absolutely not. You're not going out there unless you went. It was like a guardian cap in football. It was like this huge bell, giant effing whatever. And I totally get it. The backstory, I'm probably sharing too much, is my dad was in a really bad accident riding his bike. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, like, and he was in the hospital for a long time, whatever. And a helmet, he was wearing a bicycle helmet.
Your parents were smart. We all should have had helmets.
No, and it absolutely saved his life. And he did have he fractured his skull and he had all this crazy surgery and all this crazy stuff, you know. So, like, I totally get it. Now helmets are cool. You like put stickers all over them and they got mohawks and they got all the different things. But, like, in 1983, it was like, I just wanted a skateboard and fit in with everybody. And it's like, little Donald is not going to,
not rocking that helmet.
It's like, I'm out. I'll go do this other thing instead. Yeah. So, anyway, the brand I wish would come back because it was such a cool brand and so nostalgic to me is Toys R Us, you know?
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, Toys R Us. I mean, they got a giraffe, Jeffrey the giraffe, you know, but it was just...
Well,
the experience. I mean,
walking through a toy store was awesome. Just you hit the G.I. Joe aisle and you're just like, oh.
What was amazing too is you just knew where to go.
Yeah.
You go into the toy store, you got this zone over here, you got that action figures over there, dolls over here, board games
bikes
here.
Bikes over here.
Bikes. Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, I mean, my oldest kid remembers going to Toys R Us on a Saturday morning, you know, just to look around. Right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
But Toys R Us, I mean, nobody has that. It's kind of like no one has the kids these days. I sound like an old man now. You know, they're not going to sit on the floor, right, looking through a 1,000-page Sears catalog, making a Christmas
circling
list.
Your favorite items.
Or whatever. I say
service
Sears.
Service merchandise.
But yeah.
Service merchandise we used to go to.
That I don't need that brand back.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, no one does. But if you needed a boombox, that's where you went. I can tell you that.
For sure. That conveyor belt, the whole deal. Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it was nuts. I don't know. I mean, just that joy of like the toy catalog, you know, and then also just Toys R Us. I think it's still... north of the border. Canada still has Toys R Us.
They still have them?
Yeah. But we don't have them here.
I mean, in New York, obviously, still has an FAO Schwartz. I'm trying to think of like brick and mortar toy stores.
No, it's just Target or Walmart.
It's Target or Walmart.
Yeah,
right?
Or you have the specialty learning stores, which has all like the wood toys or whatever.
Right.
You know, and fancy schmancy stuff like that. You know, nobody wants that. You want like the action figure aisle.
Yeah.
You want a giant ass toy.
You want
store.
The models. Yeah. You want all the stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now you just interface through Amazon. It sucks, you know. Like, it's, you know, it's just ugh. You know, as far as I'm concerned. So, anyway, that's the one brand I think would be cool to sort of come back around again.
That's a good one.
I mean, other brand. You know, my dad was a photographer. I mean, I always think about Kodak and Polaroid. I mean, Kodak just. I mean, digital
just killed
it. You know what I mean? Polaroid's back. I mean, Polaroid's cool because you still have the shake it like a Polaroid.
You still got the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have the instant
Polaroid
thing.
Instant camera.
Yeah. I mean, that's still a cool thing. Kodak, like no one's buying film anymore. You know, I mean, those days are done. No. You know, so I don't know what
the status of Kodak is anymore.
No, they had something with, I'm going to totally forget or gack this whole thing too. They had something with the PDF, you know, they were somehow in cahoots or something with PDF and Adobe and things like that.
Oh, really?
They were kind of hanging on that way. Like, this was, 10 years ago.
And then Adobe's like, wait, we don't need these.
Yeah. There was some, you know, but I don't really know what Kodak's up to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they do something, but I don't.
Yeah, but it's really, I mean, you think about, you know, actual cameras, it's really going to be more Polaroid, I think.
Yeah.
You know, or digital. I mean, all of your digital stuff.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But yeah, I think, anyway, that's an interesting little tour around the world.
Down memory lane.
Yeah.
I think there'll be more. I think that you'll keep seeing. I mean, it's just like, unfortunately, movies and this horrible cycle we're in of remakes. Oh, it's just really awful.
Well, it's not, you know, brands to a certain extent are not dissimilar to fashion, right? In that there is a cycle to nostalgia and things. And there can be a cycle to, you know, bringing a brand back from the dead. Now, the designer in me would always say that fashion is inherently stupid because it's meant to self-destruct, right? I mean, it's a seasonal thing, right? Design should be ubiquitous and it should be timeless. You know, if you do a great brand design, it should not follow fashion trends or what you would consider a fad,
right?
But I think sometimes the world is against brands, timing, XYZ, and a brand dies, and then maybe you get that 30-year cycle, you know, just like our bell bottoms are in, bell bottoms are out, high waists are in, whatever.
The best, and we've talked about it before, when brands think they need to change and they get smacked down like Tropicana.
Oh, God.
changed their, everybody was like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Who would have thought that people would have revolted over that?
Orange juice.
Like orange juice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But anyway, I think it'll keep happening. We're going to see, and some will make it and some won't. Hard to predict what's going to catch on sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway.
But you can predict where people can find us.
Yes, and this is one brand that's not going anywhere.
Folks. Yeah.
You can find us online at mocktheagency.com and, of course, on the socials. You can track us down. We're not hard to find. Just Google search for handsome.
Absolutely.
Handsome advertising dudes.
Yes. It's our Wikipedia page.
We've spent a lot of money on SEO. All right, everybody. Thanks, we'll talk to you next time.